Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CellD, Seller Evergreen, Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, greater things to come, victory. Rejoice, my friends. Again, I say rejoice. You're at an excellent time for your journey, whether 3 months or 30 years. Now you stand on the edge of a promising journey ahead. Someone once said, start with the end in mind. Now, we are ready to do and see more wondrous works than ever. Make serving others a priority on your journey. Giving of yourself, your time, talents, insights, etc., are great multipliers of impact. Give, and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over, and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine your return. So, let's get started. I recall listening to several IBM leaders reflect on what they learned about themselves as leaders. Attitude, 90% was how we reacted to our circumstances. By creating an environment of caring for each other, states this leader. Great leaders are ordinary people who discover their pathway and purpose and walk by faith in their life and career journey. They believe that they can accomplish more excellent work. Through perseverance, patience, and practicing discipline, they build resilience and the ability to adapt. Here are some observations of great leaders we can employ to set goals and live by faith. Number one, be bold, strong, and act. Set goals that will stretch you beyond your capacity. It will help you do your best and rely on providence to fulfill the plan. Extend your reach. Plan to make more impact through goals you set. Ask, what is the priority of my life, and how should I invest my talents, gifts, and skills, and resources? 3. Expand your vision and exercise your faith. Seek and find new ways to accomplish the greater good for others first. Believe that all things are possible, and you can find a way to win. Think about your victories on your journey, and reflect on the conviction, courage, and confidence you now have. Commit to plan and take the first step. Commitment precedes power. Walk by faith and not by sight. Winston Churchill, Prime Minister of Great Britain in the 1940s, understood that each of us has a unique contribution. From the beginning, his vision focused on one outcome against the enemy, victory. This victory mindset is renewed thinking with power, love, and a sound mind to act. The victory mindset is our attitude as leaders for the months and years ahead. Victory over fear, anxiety, and doubt are battles we win. What is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory despite the terror. Victory, however long and hard the road may be. Without victory, there is no survival, states Winston Churchill. One day, I can hang up this case of imposter syndrome, frame it, and display it in a room as a trophy of one of my most significant conquests. In the meantime, I will keep reaching for the courage to set aside my fear and remember what's important, states an IBM leader, victorious. And so it is with us in the moments, days, months, and years to come. Be strong and courageous, for those with us are greater than those with them. Expect, anticipate, and prepare for the best, my friends. And until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.